Okay, with that, Bonnie, will you do the roll call, please?
For the Morro Bay City Council, Mayor Janice Peters.
Present.
Vice Mayor Betty Winholtz.
Here.
Council Member Melody DeMeritt.
Here.
Council Member William Pierce.
Here.
Council Member Thad Baxley.
Here.
And for Cayuga Sanitary District, Board President Robert Enns.
Here.
Vice President Craig Bell Jr.
Here.
Director Hal Phones. Absent. Director Nat Raimondo.
Here.
And Director Bill Jabot.
Here.
Okay, with that, I'll open the floor to public comment. Anyone wishing to address the boards may do so.
Honorable board members, staff, and friends at home, I'm Joey Ricano with the Orange County Ocean Outfall Group. Nice to see you all here. Now, next month, it'll be a year that I've been in the area working on a regional watershed-wide wastewater plan. Now, after a Herculean effort by the people in Los Osos in the face of enormous opposition, I'm pleased to tell you that work on the ill-sited Los Osos Midtown sewer has come to a stop. This gives us the chance that I promised you would get to include Los Osos in the ABC Regional Wastewater Plan. They're meeting at the same time as we are right now, and they are starting at the same point as we are right now. Also, regional full tertiary plans qualify for Prop 50 money in the next round, which is coming right up, folks. So it only makes sense to join together in a regional full tertiary system. Now, in the Morro Bay Estuary watershed, there are many reasons to move forward with a regional system. And let me tell you a few of them. One of them is that the threats that we will be facing in the near future include selenium dumping by the Central Valley Regional Board, state parks grease traps. And you know, state parks, is we're having a problem with them because they've got, at the Bayside Cafe, State Park has got people using their restroom, but they don't usually use the restroom. They usually use their big RV, and that gets put into our lift station, sent to our place. That's a problem. But it's not a big problem if we have a sanitation district, which is where this must lead. We must create a sanitation district. And I am in dialogue with LAFCO. And we're going to have an ensemble meeting. I'm calling it an ensemble. It's going to be made of an ensemble of elected officials, progressive elected officials, and activists in the area. And we'll have a speaker come and tell us all the things that might be able to be gleaned and gained from coming together with a regional system and the creation of a sanitation district. And I know that this is a progressive group, and I look forward to working with you all to solving the problems that we face. And don't forget, there's the problem of 301H waivers. And maybe one of the biggest problems we have is that we disinfect less than fully secondarily treated sewage off the coast. And we'll talk about the bay. And we're excited about it. And remember, let's think regional. Thank you.
Thank you, Joey.
Good evening. My name is Noah Smuckler. I'm a resident of North Morro Bay, and I'm here tonight representing the Surfrider Foundation. I'm the vice chair of the San Luis Bay chapter of the Surfrider Foundation, and we've been here continually urging you to support the idea of going to third-level treatment on the sewage upgrade. The tertiary option is the only option in our mind because down the road we're going to need to go there anyway. Comment was made last meeting that the residents of Cayucas would not see any direct benefit from a tertiary option. And Surfrider and our Cayucas residents and our whole chapter in the county strongly feel the opposite, that going to third level supports our best asset, which is our ocean. And if we keep our oceans healthy, we're going to keep our communities healthy. And that is a direct fiscal impact to our budgets and to our local economies. However, I did appreciate Betty Winholtz's suggestion that maybe Cayucas could get credit for any potential water sales down the road. I thought that was a good idea, worth researching. Something else, just a side note, is that with the Duke sale of land and our Morro Bay's meeting coming up next Monday on the 24th about what potentially we could do with some of the space over there, we are definitely supporting the idea of an environmental cultural park. Along those lines, we'd like to see the potential of expanding the Morro Bay Sewage Treatment Plant operations and polishing the waters over there. We feel like these two communities, we are definitely, there's a large waterway in the form of Toro Creek in between us, but we are right here on the Pacific Ocean. Why not invest in that and do our best to make sure that stays healthy and our economy stays healthy because of it? Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Hello, folks. My name is Jason Hoare. I am the president of AgriFuels. We're a biodiesel consulting company, and I live in Cayucas. My whole company, we're trying to work to help clean the environment and to create jobs, and I think this is a perfect opportunity. And what Joey said actually sparked another idea. Noah and I were talking tonight before this, and he was referring to me as you guys. Saying, you guys, I stand on my roof and I can almost see your house, Noah. What do you mean, you guys? And Joey's talking about Los Osos. Well, just past there, that's not you guys either. It's us. We are one here. And I think it is a perfect opportunity, especially in the face of the changes of the world with all these things that are going on. We have an opportunity here to make a difference. And I really like the idea of this Duke Power Plant area being used to make an eco center, maybe combining it with a cultural center, so that students from around the world could come and see these things in action. When new technology comes up, we can incorporate it. There are lots of low-impact ways, and we can make money doing this. And I think that's the most important thing for people who have to make decisions. You got to look at the financials. I believe that if we combine, especially with Los Osos, to do something like me and to the country to keep it that way. And I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Hello, board members. My name is Luke Polite. I am a Cayucas resident. I've seen a lot of you before. Nice to see you again. I support the idea of full tertiary treatment. I think that the ocean is a valuable asset that we should protect at all costs. I fully support the idea of finding grant monies to help offset the costs involved, and I believe that really the more that we can do to reclaim water and to see our waste streams as food for something else, say for landscape water, that's smart and sustainable growth. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Marla Bruton with the Central Coast Ocean Outfall Group, and I live in North Morro Bay. And I'm here to express my support for going full tertiary. And that's like the minimum. Joey's, the ABC plan in Los Osos, we're working on legislation with that. Having fines removed, and I'm here to tell you that we're confident that we will be able to get the right thing done in that community. And also with the Surfrider Foundation and the young gentleman, there's been talk about making our place more of an environmentally friendly and also environmentally like a stage where other people can come and see how people who care about the place that they live, how they take care of it and what they do. And I, you know, just going to full secondary that's the minimum, and we're behind in that, although we have done a very good job with what we have here. But it's time to, get off the pot and move. And I know the Cayucas, the residents of Cayucas that I've spoken with are excited about a tertiary, full tertiary, with no sewage going into the ocean. And I don't know, the board of directors over here in December or January, I was at one of their meetings, and the president, Mr. Inns, told me that that they had been working on this update on the sewer for 2 or 3 years. And I think we're about 6 or 7 months into this process, and we were all going to try to get along and get this ball moving. And Cayucas is holding us up, and it's the directors. And I would like to encourage residents of Cayucas to let this board know and to come to these meetings and get involved. Because without the residents, it doesn't seem like their board is too enthusiastic, to say the least. Holding back our entire plant and everything that we're trying to do here. And I don't think somehow that agreement is out of balance, that we can be stymied for this amount of months. Is just ridiculous. So I don't know how to go about doing that. I'm just a resident, but it's something I'd like to propose to the mayor. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Good evening. My name is John O'Kincaid. I'm from Cuesta College. I'm part of Grassroots. We're a Surfrider Task Force and the Cuesta Environmental Club. And the group is made up of many people like me who have grown up here and lived here our whole lives and have had the joy of growing up in the Central Coast and having the wonderful environment that we do have and the people who are here to protect it. We do believe that tertiary treatment is not only the best option but the only option, and we are just kind of curious why not as we learn about this issue and as we get more active in it. We support tertiary treatment. We think that it is a very smart choice because this county does face problems with smart growth. We do have a great tourism industry that's supported by clean water. We do have a great fishing industry. We have beautiful waters, and the water in Morro Bay does affect the water in Cayucas. It does affect the water in Los Osos. It does affect the water in Cambria and vice versa. It's the water of everybody, so we should work together to support it, and it would be a lot more easier and powerful if, I don't know about easier, but it would be a lot more powerful if all of you guys could work together, if Cayucas did support it, if everyone would sit down.
Elisa Lord, and I, along with all the other men and women and people that they represent, support the full tertiary treatment. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Steve Matthew, Morro Bay resident, AGP Video. I shouldn't have started out that way. I'm here on a whole different topic. I hope you enjoy the new mics. That's something that I've changed into for all of our road work. I am here to speak about audio, though. About a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, Cayucas requested that we do audio for the JPA meetings that were meeting up here, because trying to do it with ambient mics just wasn't working and was coming across quite badly over on the air. So we started providing the audio. However, we haven't been paid. I believe we got paid for one meeting and then haven't been paid subsequently. So I hate to air this in public, but it's the only time that we get the whole board together and the only time that I can talk to you as a body. So I would request that either the JPA jointly address this issue. Morro Bay actually pays for the video even when it's up here, and they handle their own audio for all of the Morro Bay shoots, which is why the audio issue is a separate issue up here, and you really cannot do it without audio. It doesn't lay down a video, and you see the crowds that you're calling in here now. It is, without audio, it's hard to conduct a really efficient meeting. So I would hope that you would want to continue it, but I would also hope...
All right. Anyone want to pull anything off the consent calendar? No? Do you want us to go ahead and get our approval? Okay. Mayor, motion approving.
I move that we approve the consent calendar.
Second.
Who was the second?
Bill.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Janice. Kayuka, same motion.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
On the minutes of the September 29th meeting, small point, but present for Cayuga Sanitary, we also had Tim Carmel, our district attorney. Please.
Thank you, Bill. Nat, I'll give you the motion, and Craig, will you take the second? All right, thanks. All right, any other questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, next. Now, do we need to go ahead and approve that with the correction?
Yeah, if you'd like to do that, that would help.
Okay, can I hear a motion approving the corrected minutes there?
I move that we approve the minutes as corrected.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Okay, thanks.
All right, sorry. Next item, unfinished business, item B1, consideration to approve the fiscal year 2005-06 budget, and I believe Morro Bay has done that. Cayucas would like to make a motion to approve the budget. We had discussed.
Well, I believe that we pulled the loader off of the budget, but the budget was approved during the normal city council budget approval process, so I don't know what we need to do to.
So it was approved without the loader included?
It was approved with the loader.
Bob Hendricks, city manager. Basically, the budget was approved with the loader, the money for the loader in the operating budget. And what we would need to do to make the changes that were discussed is a mid-year change to our budget. So the adopted budget doesn't reflect the change, but the operation of the year, the mid-year changes to the budget will reflect the change that the council adopted.
Are we all right then to move to approve the budget from our side less the $70,000?
Yeah, I don't think that's a problem for us.
All right. All right, motion would be in order for approval of the budget. Bill?
I move that we approve the budget as amended.
Okay, we have a motion and a second, and I believe the revised amount would be $1,509,409. With that, any other questions?
May I ask a question?
Certainly.
Do I need to wait till?
Well, just turn the little red light on.
Okay. On the department sheet, Bruce, where it has no inter-fund transfer, was that a typo, or are we just not doing that anymore? It's on the second page of the document.
No.
Maybe this is just an old copy and it is included.
Did someone want to comment to that?
I was under the impression that money had been put in, and this may have been an original sheet that, because we've revisited the budget numerous times, and I think the same budget packet kept getting used.
I don't have any way to comment on the packet in front of you in terms of that issue. I understand that the transfers that are associated with the budget, though, have already been made. So that the transactions that are occurring, and I'm positive that that would not have happened without the appropriation being in there, even though I don't have a sheet of paper in front of me.
We're looking at 06-07, though. Is it possible that they just haven't been made yet?
Well, depending on what the document is you're looking at, what generation that is.
This is the two-year budget.
That may be the issue.
Yeah.
But I may have misspoken.
I see. Okay.
No, you're looking at the right year.
But I'm looking at the wrong year. I think that was my error.
0506 has the transfer. 0607 doesn't have it yet, so
the
I'm assuming it will.
All I was going to say is the numbers are centrally assigned.
Because we only did a one-year budget. That's my fault. Okay. Thank you. I apologize.
All right. Then with that, Cayucas, any other questions? If not, all those in favor signify.
Regional Board staff to get an agreement together to memorialize the time schedule that the district and the City Council approved in June. We're still working on that agreement. We've seen a draft copy from Regional Board. We've gone through it and provided comment from City and District staff, and I believe we will probably be transmitting that document back to Regional Board next week. Is that my... So we're working that agreement is in progress at this time, and as soon as we can get it to the point where staff on both sides are satisfied, I think it'll come back to the board for consideration and approval. And hopefully that will be in the next month to 2 months is what I would anticipate the timeline there is. As far as the NPDS permit renewal issue that we still have ongoing at this time, staff at USEPA has indicated they're going to issue a tentative decision document to Regional Board staff, and it should be a positive tentative decision document, basically saying that the wastewater treatment plant qualifies for renewal of a modified discharge permit. Once that is received, a draft permit can be issued by Regional Board, and once the draft agreement is finalized, we can go through the public notice process and try and get the permit renewal issue on a Regional Board meeting calendar, and that should probably occur in February 2006 or maybe March of 2006, depending on the time schedule of how long it takes to get the agreement roughed out with Regional Board staff.
Okay, and I'd just like to present this as evidence that Morro Bay and Cayucas can work together on something.
Can I ask a question?
Surely.
Bruce, I know we don't have to answer public comments, but I keep hearing repeatedly that the Cayucas directors are stalling this project. Is that the case?
Where we stand right now is that after approval of the time schedule, the board and the council directed staff to proceed as quickly as possible in trying to implement the tasks necessary to get the upgrade project going. I have circulated internally to city staff and district staff a draft RFP for procuring a consultant for doing a facilities master plan, which is task two of the upgrade schedule. So I don't know that anybody's holding the process up. It's just moving through the normal administrative process that it's going to take to get the project rolling. And actually, we're about a year ahead of schedule as outlined on the time schedule at this point.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Bruce. Next item, C, new business, report from the Technical Advisory Committee. Bruce, do you want to give that as well?
Sure. The Technical Advisory Committee did meet on, I believe it was September 29th. There's copies of the minutes in your packet, so I'm going to make it real brief. We did discuss the basics of the draft agreement. The subcommittee members have not sent issues within the JPA agreement itself. The direction that we kind of came away with is that the City of Morro Bay would take that document and make some preliminary alterations to it. Most of them are in the form of upgrading the agreement to modern times and reflecting the upgrade project that we're going through or will be going through. It doesn't have the changes that we're looking at right now don't have a lot to do with how the agreement is structured. It's more in terms of just modernizing the language and having it reflect the project. So at some point at one of the next subcommittee meetings, probably after the first of the year, we will bring that document back to the subcommittee and let both sides kind of discuss it and see what they think of the proposed changes.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. Any comments? Questions of Bruce? Okay, Seeing none, then we'll go to item C2, which is to schedule our next meeting. And I would ask if there would be a technical advisory committee meeting prior to our regular meeting. We should schedule that as well. And I'm hoping that we would be able to see the whatever's been presented to the Regional Water Board on terms of our agreement at that before we come to the meeting of the two boards. Does anybody have any suggestions for dates for those two meetings?
We had looked at November 17th for our joint meeting, which would give a couple of weeks there ahead of that for the subcommittee to meet, if that would work for everyone.
The Water Board staff, so it might be more, if we're counting on the agreement being a part of that discussion, it might be more appropriate to look at the subcommittee meeting in January early, so that there's a little more lead time for the Water Board staff. But it's up. You can schedule it at any point. And I guess if we don't have it back, then we'll have a non-agenda then.
Is that the only item of business that we need to bring up?
Well, there the other issue is our preparation of changes to the JPA agreement language. And I'm not sure how far we're along we are, but what we're tasked to do is prepare a document and bring that to the subcommittee for everybody to look at, and I'm pretty sure we haven't done that yet either. So that probably could be done before the first of the year, but I'm pretty confident the other one would not.
Well, we kind of told ourselves we need to have meetings once a month, so I'm not sure if there is the need for it, but what if we set a tentative date and then staff or mutual staffs can tell us whether there is anything that we need to discuss or whether we should postpone it for another meeting.
Okay, could I ask Bruce, we're anticipating a draft of the RFP for the facilities plan. When do you think that would be available?
My hope is that we'd have that ready to bring back to the meeting, the full board meeting on the 17th. And if we're going to have a meeting in November, that would really probably be the most important item on that agenda. And I would imagine we'll have that November meeting falls in the quarterly pattern, so you'd probably have a monthly the quarterly summary. Opera staff will turn that draft agreement around. We're not the only issue on their radar at this time, I think. So depending on what they have going, it may be a couple weeks before they get back to us.
I have a question about lead time, because I thought part of the urgency in order to meet after their first meeting, after the first of the year, was that we meet in November to approve the document so they could advertise it with their lead time so they could meet on it. So is that why you're pushing it out till March maybe? Because they may not turn it around?
Yeah, it all depends on, there is a specified public comment period that has to be followed.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to meet the February 2006 meeting, I believe we have to have an agreement probably approved at that November 17th meeting. As far as operational conditions at the plant and the continued operation of the plant, there is no real rush to renew the permit. It would be nice to get that part of the administrative process over so we don't have to worry about it. But if it continues on for another 30 to 60 days, the discharge doesn't change, the permit doesn't change, we just continue to operate for another month to 2 months under administrative extension. I do know that regional board staff internally has been restructured, and that Mr. Thompson, who's shown up from regional board at a couple of our meetings, has been our permit writer and compliance person. He is going to be shifting to another area within the organizational structure. And they would like, you know, we're his last big item on his plate. So they're trying to push that process through so they can get Mr. Thompson out to us. This is probably the better part of trying to rush into it at this point. So I think we just kind of have to let that happen as it happens.
Let me ask a question. Bruce, would we be able to proceed and approve the RFP for the facilities plan without the agreement being solidified?
Oh, definitely. We've indicated that, from as far as my thought process is the district, board and the city council have tasked staff with making the upgrade project a reality. And everybody has emphasized the need for doing this as quickly as possible. And that's part of the reason I came back to you in August, well ahead of where we should have been looking at the facilities plan to try and get that process moving along as fast as possible, because that just gives us a bigger jump on the timeline. And if we can get it done that much sooner, that's great. If not, it still gives us some as much time as possible to work through all the other problems we may have in the future.
All right. Would you anticipate that we would have a advisory committee meeting prior to that JPA on the 17th?
At this point, I don't really see a reason to meet. I mean, we can meet for meetings purposes, but, you know, we've had a monthly meeting schedule we have now. I really don't think it's imperative.
All right. Any other suggestions from Morro Bay?
I'm thinking we should go with the 17th for the RFP.
I'm okay. Cayuca, is that all right? Let's do that then on the 17th. Right. You're hosting.
Is that okay, everybody here? Our turn. We will have cookies. If I have to buy them myself, we'll have cookies. These meetings, certainly I would think that that is part of the JPA function to get this information out to people. So I would like to agendize that for discussion, how we could go ahead and work that out.
I'm sure that'll be fine.
Okay.
Anything else?
I understand that it's difficult to look for money before there's a specific project, but at least the sources of money, is anyone looking at sources for money yet?
We have looked at a couple possible sources. The Prop 50 money is actually applied for through a countywide program, and we're meeting with the county. We've already met with the county in the summer to try and talk about getting in on the first round of Prop 50 money. We've basically put the project on the radar screen. We're going to be meeting with the county, I think, on November 17th. To sit down and have a meeting about this whole integrated regional water management plan, I think earworm or something is the acronym, to try and ensure that the city has other issues that they need to tackle within that document, but to also make sure that the wastewater treatment plan is included and try and get as high a priority as possible for the Prop 50 money. The state has a low interest revolving loan fund that they are going to be calling for applications for that, and I think they will probably issue requests for applications sometime in January or February. I've already talked to somebody at State Board and Regional Board about that, and that's something that we can certainly put a placeholder in, even if we don't have a project. Partly just because it's a loan on it, we just, you know, it's still kind of tenuous.
I know that the NEP has that as one of their goals, and I don't know if anyone's approached them about that.
I haven't spoken to the NEP since we talked to them about the CMC fine money, but I can certainly call and at least find out what's cooking down there and see if we can maybe get some funding out of them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
All right. Thank you. With that, a motion would be in order for adjournment. Cayucas, you want to go home first? All right, motion and a second. Those in favor say aye. Aye. Mayor Peters.
All right, may I hear a move to adjourn?
Same motion.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None.
Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.